delivers 1-2. Fly ball hit the deep left. This ball is going. Wave it, bye-bye. Way back in the seats in left center. Adam Jones has put the Orioles ahead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Number 28, 7-6, Baltimore.
Oh, it wasn't that long ago, was it? When the Orioles were kicking some ass and taking some names during the course of the 2012 campaign. Their leader, their center fielder, joins us right now from San Diego, California. Adam Jones on the phone lines. Adam, how are you?
What up? I'm good. I want some Buffalo Wild Wings because I was on hold and I got all you guys' commercials. So I'm kind of craving some Buffalo Wild Wings right now.
Well, do they have Buffalo Wild Wings in San Diego?
I think there is some. Honestly, I believe, you got to have Buffalo Wild Wings.
I would think they would. By the way, what did you think of Joe Angel's call on that big, you told me right after that game against the Yankees on September 6th, that was the biggest hit of your career, and now that was over a month ago. That was the first of four against the Yankees that the Orioles won with that big bottom of the eighth inning. What did you think about that call?
Great call.
It was.
Great call, great situation for the home run. That situation couldn't have been any better, but obviously we wouldn't have, we didn't want to be in this situation because we were up 6-1, but hey, it's the game and how it works out, and it's all part of the mystique that was the 2012 Orioles.
That is true. How's your offseason going so far, Adam?
So far, so bored, I'm bored. I really have nothing to do besides hang out with Missy all day and take pictures of her. We got our second car here today, so now Missy can go down to the beach. And I can take her to the dog beach because she's not allowed in my car. So now, it's just everyday life now. Just going back to pleasing the dog and, just trying to be on an everyday schedule of, eating right and trying not to get too fat. I know I'm skinny, but trying not to get too fat or out of shape. So, I'm going to start to go hike this mountain starting next week because I'm bored, man, to be honest with you.
I'm bored. My esteemed producer, Jake Cottrell, just reminded me of our great internship program here at WBAL. Should you be interested in traveling back to Baltimore, we'll get you worked in the pipeline, Adam.
I don't want no internship. I know what internship means. It don't pay you.
You're a smart cat, Adam. All right. Are you watching any of these playoff games, by the way?
I haven't seen once we were out, I was unable to see a few of the games, but I've seen game one of the World Series last night. Well, most of the game I was able to see.
The thing about Sandoval, which is amazing, he only had 12 regular season home runs and now 6 postseason home runs. His career's kind of been up and down, and he's only 25, I think. He's about your age. So he's had like 120-plus, then down to 12, then another 20-plus, and this year back down to 12. Are you surprised when a guy like that has a night like that in the World Series off Verlander, no less?
I mean, he's been there before, though. He was in the World Series a couple years ago, and he has had a pretty good postseason. So, hey, that's part of that mystique of the postseason is, the postseason, the regular season, no matter whatever you did, it's who cares? It's everybody's back at 0-0. The last 8 are in this gauntlet, and there's only a certain amount of teams left. So anything that happens, this is all that it makes up to be. So, he's putting himself as so far right now, he's probably the MVP of the playoffs. He's hitting each rake and put it that way for the playoffs, but they got a lot to go. They got to win 3 more, and they're not going to be easy. But if he keeps hitting him and Scudero, I've seen Scudero still hitting above 500. If they keep hitting, it's hard to stop them.
Number 10, Adam Jones with us here on Sportsline. And Adam, have you had any time to look back and reflect on the season that was and really what happened here in Baltimore over the last 7 months with the baseball team? Have you any time to kind of sit back and think that was really, really awesome?
I've had, the night we got eliminated. It all started with when we returned back to Camden Yards, just the ovation that we got, the people that stayed up. It was 40 degrees, you know, 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Just the people that stayed up, you know, to come see us after we, you know, got eliminated from the playoffs. The last, you know, obviously this whole offseason, I've been able to, you know, on my Twitter, a lot of people just left and right appreciate this, appreciate what you've done. You know, you put us, you put the team back on the map. We, you know, 15 years of losing, now you got us believing that, you know, it's that kind of thing to me is humbling, because, you know, I've known of the Orioles franchise is they haven't been winners. Because I'm 27. So the older generation, you know, the last 15 years of their life, they're like, damn, our team is not performing, you know, and they have seen, you know, these are guys before Cal. I'm talking about the you know, part of the Eddie Murray, even Frank Robinson. They even come up, you know, I see guys that come up to the stadium and they really just say, you know, I just appreciate the way you play the game, just how you've carried yourself over the last couple of years being here and, you know, changing this franchise around. They appreciate that. And I've had talks with all my friends out here, because with sports, I can see the other night how the Chargers blew that lead.
Mm-hmm.
I seen them up 27 zip, but then, excuse me, I left. And next thing I know that they lost. But, like, San Diego fans, we like, all right, that happened. It's over with. In Baltimore, if that ever happened, oh, no, that game's never, ever going to be forgotten. It's different out there when it comes to sports. And I'm growing to learn that you guys are really, really passionate about your hometown team. You guys are, you know, I guess the term blue-collar. You guys are a blue-collar city and a blue-collar town, for especially when it comes to sports. Out here in California, everybody that's here in California is damn near from the East Coast. So if they come out here and just say whatever to sports, you know what I mean? So,
right.
The culture of sports changes drastically when you come out west, and it's made me grow an appreciation for how sports are treated. Like they care. That's the big word. It's like they actually care. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a totally different level of connection and tradition passed through the generations, and now you're a part of it, because when we come back here on Sportsline, we'll talk about why Adam is a proud Baltimorean, and he'll answer the big question, is he going to buy a home in Charm City? We'll talk about that next right here on Sportsline.